When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
From iHeart Podcasts, I am Fab Five Freddy, and this is 50 Years of Hip Hop Podcast Series. Hip hop as we know it, 50 years later, revolves around the MC. That's E-M-C-E-E and not the letter M, the letter C. Grandmaster Caz is going to explain this later for you guys. But during the early days of hip-hop, the DJ was the main attraction. By the way, the term DJ comes from disc jockey, and that was first coined and popularized by legendary journalist and radio announcer Walter Winchell back in the 1930s. The focus of every party, the DJ, would have overflowing crates filled with hot records, each specifically chosen to form the perfect sound that kept the crowd moving and grooving. Grandmixer DXT, one of the earliest to use turntables as a musical instrument and the first turntablist.
It's a dancing story. The dancer wants to dance. He wants to dance on the get down part of the record. So he wants that part to be extended. So the DJs obliged that. We first did it with cassette tapes. So the DJs obliged that, hence cutting records. That's to fulfill the desires, the needs of the dancer, right? Then speaking rhythmically over these beats. It's not new. We know that Jock Roll, Rudy Ray Moore, Pink Meat Marker. And now we find out people old enough to be their great-grandparents. This is a B-boy story. It's a dancer story. A hip-hop story is a dancer story. The DJs were trying to do what they needed to do so that the B-boys can do their thing. It is based on our physical expression. That's what all of this is about.
Grandmaster Flash, a pioneer of hip-hop DJing, cutting, and mixing.
But the rapper was last. And the reason why the rapper was last is because they didn't have a bit of music to speak on yet. Because every DJ prior to that was train wreck. So if the beat is all over the place, how do you possibly tell the story? It's impossible. It's impossible to dance to.
Grandmaster Caz, rapper extraordinaire, songwriter, and DJ. Member of the legendary hip-hop group, the Cold Crush Brothers.
The rap battles specifically came later. As the MC started to gain prominence in hip-hop, he was showcased more. Prior to that, the DJ was the main man in a crew. Sometimes it was just a DJ, but if it was a crew, it was the DJ and the crew just backed up the DJ. It was probably was another DJ and the people who carried the crates or whatever. The DJs that preceded the hip-hop DJ, the DJ, the club DJs, DJs like Hollywood and Eddie Chiba and Grandmaster Flowers and guys like that. They played disco music, top 40, grown and sexy music. People that, you know, party, got dressed and went out and things like that. The hip hop DJ played for the youth. Okay. No dress code, no money. minimalist kind of equipment set up or whatever. Some had better, some had worse, but that's how hip hop grew. And that's the difference. We were influenced by the DJs prior to us, but we couldn't do it like they did it. So we did it how we needed to do it. And the way we needed to do it turned into hip hop. But the DJ was at the forefront at first. And then when MCs came along, they got showcased separately and eventually without the DJ.
Grand Wizard Theodore, pioneering hip-hop DJ, credited as the inventor of the scratching technique.
The DJ's role in hip-hop is like the DJ is the one that set the tone for hip-hop. The DJ is the one with the equipment, the two turntables, the mixer, the records, the speakers, everything. Everybody had to wait until the DJ came out to the park so the B-boys can dance. The MCs had to wait until the DJs came out to the park so they could pick up the microphone and do what they got to do. So the DJs set the tone for everything. When we had to do a party, we would call up the graffiti artist. And the graffiti artist would make a flyer for us. And after he make the flyer for us, we would end up passing the flyers out. And a lot of the flyers had fly girls on it, had dudes with a, you know, trench coat or the latest fashions or the cars we used to ride in. Now people ride in Ubers and Lyfts, but we used to ride in OJs, and that's what attracted people to want to come to our parties. So the DJ set the tone for everything in hip hop, period.
Theodore mentioned the graffiti artists doing flyers for the early hip hop parties. The most important was a guy by the name of Phase 2. He was a graffiti Subway legend who later moved into the hip hop scene doing flyers for a lot of early parties, along with Buddy Esquire, another guy that did flyers for these early parties. They would illustrate their flyers with the hot clothing styles the guys and girls or the fly guys and fly girls would wear. And of course, they would often illustrate a flyer with pictures of OJ car, the cars that worked for the OJ car service. These were Lincoln Continentals, Cadillacs, and Oldsmobile 98s. And the coolest drivers for OJ had hot cassette tapes from the coolest hip hop parties that got played. DJ Envy, radio personality and host of The Breakfast Club.
I mean, the DJ is very important, especially in hip-hop. And, you know, part of it is from controlling the crowd. Part of it is breaking records. Part of it is actually being the guy behind the MC. You know, you can have a dope MC, but if your DJ is trash, your whole set is going to be trash. So if you look at some of the great, whether it was Jam Master Jay and Run DMC, they were like in unison. Or you look at Gangsta, you know, Guru and Premier. Or you look at Scratch and EPMD, or you look at anybody, like that was who it was, Vinnie Rock and Naughty by Nature. They're the ones that controlled that crowd. They set the sound up, the playlist, to make sure they knew what song was and what song was that. They were the backbone of every MC.
Kid Capri, Grammy Award winning DJ and producer.
In the early days, the MCs was the MCs, but you really came to see the DJ. It was always my DJ. It was Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. It was Breakout and the Funky Four. It was Charlie Chase and the Cold Crush. It was the DJ first and then the MC. So the DJ was always the premier because the MC's, but the DJ is going to give you a variety of music. And if he's nice, he's going to give you a variety of music with skill. So it gives you a little bit more at that time. Where the MC became more important than out in front is when the records became a part of hip hop. You didn't need the DJ to scratch on every record no more. And after a while, that went out of style. So now what you need a DJ for? Now the MC is the front man. He's the one on the mic. He's the one that's going to be the star. DJ is going to be pushing the back. And that's why the stance I took was you could be the one man band.
Kid Capri, man. Ah, man, what a legendary DJ. Kid Capri was spinning back in the early 90s when I was the associate producer of putting a movie New Jack City together, Kid Capri was spinning at a club in the Bronx called The Castle. And he was amazing on the Wheels of Steel when I first peeped him in action at that time. I turned him on to some cats on the downtown scene in New York City that booked him and brought him down. And then a few years later on Yo MTV Raps, I would feature Kid Capri and Ron G, who they were both pioneers of the mixtape game. And this is when mixtapes were still early. Kid Capri actually, his mixtape style, to me, replicated the vibe at early hip-hop parties that went on back in the 70s. And Kid Capri would go on to blow up. I mean, I featured him on my show, Yo MTV Raps, along with Ron J, giving a demonstration of their mixing and cutting and scratching skills. At that time in the mixtape game, you was really mixing, cutting, and scratching the music. And Kid Capri was one of the best that was doing it at that time on those mixtapes. Curtis Blow, legendary rapper and hip-hop's first rap superstar.
First was the music and the way we danced to that music. Now, the DJ played an important part. He didn't create the music. He played it. And he played certain types of music to create that atmosphere where we could be James Brown or actually turn the party out, as they say. So I would say the music is first, and I would say God is first. God is the creator. God gave us the talent and the blessings and the opportunity and the spirit, that whole spirit that was an energy that spread all around New York City. So first was the God, and then the music, and then the DJ. The DJ became the focal point to play the music for the dancer. If the DJ didn't play the right music for that dancer, the dancer would not go back to that club. So in order for the DJ to continually have his club packed, he had to play the right type of music so that the people would have a good time. And so, of course, the people supporting the DJ and in the crowd became the focal point of the party. It was all about the people and the unison of the people, especially at a DJ Hollywood party. I remember seeing him, man, just take the crowd in the palm of his hand. The MC was incredible. I want to shout out Coke LaRock and also Cowboy and Melly Mel and KC, the Prince of Soul, JJ, the Disco King. All of these MCs were the focal point of the party after the DJ started to extend the beat for us to dance to. And so the MC got in there and became the focal point, and now is the focal point of hip-hop today.
Why, yeah. Now, hip-hop is not just rap. The genre is composed of four key elements, which include graffiti, breakdancing or b-boying, DJing, and what the MC does, rap. Now, while there's some debate over the number of these elements, because a bunch more have been added over the years, and that's all good, the four pillars are what I just laid out for you. And these pillars embody and personify this cultural movement that has been a powerful force for 50 years and counting. And we're going to take you back to the humble beginnings. Grandmaster Caz.
The elements of hip-hop make up the culture of hip-hop. There's a music element, an art element, a dance element, and a spoken word element. Okay, and those elements have always existed, but the combination of them together in our generation is hip hop. The music element provided by the DJ, the cornerstone of hip hop. No DJ, no music, no music, no party, no dance, and none of that, then no hip hop. Okay, the DJ provided the music for breakdancing, which is the dance element in hip hop. Okay, we dance to the breaks of the music that the DJ plays. That's hence the name break dancing. All right. So the DJ is, like I said, paramount as far as the culture is concerned. Graffiti has always been an element in life. Our particular generation, the hip hop generation, adopted that sensibility and created a whole new brand of graffiti. Like I said, graffiti for the sake of graffiti. Graffiti had always been around. I mean, since you was a kid, you see writings on the walls. And don't let me give you a graffiti lesson right here. Graffiti goes back to the beginning of time. All right. Before man was able to articulate himself through speech or language, he was able to do it through art. We found evidence of that in caves from thousands of years ago. And so man's first communication wasn't through words, text, or script. It was from images, pictures. And that's the first time the planet had graffiti. So fast forward all the way up to our generation. Every generation has had some semblance of graffiti. Okay, every generation and different kinds of graffiti, political graffiti, people just making statements about the conditions that they live under. Then you got gang graffiti, which became very prevalent after a while. It's like, all right, this is how we mark our territory. And then you have graffiti, the hip hop graffiti just for the sake of graffiti, getting up, showing your artwork. That's the first thing that I gravitated towards. That's the first thing I saw. And the first thing I tried to practice. And then you got the rap element. All right. The MC element. MC standing for master of ceremony traditionally. But Melly Mel coined the phrase MC and spelled it E-M-C-E-E. Okay. Just to make it that. Now that's a hip hop MC. That's somebody who raps. Okay. A master of MC, M period, C period is an announcer. All right, he's the guy that's a good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the such and such. That's the MC. The EMCE is like Grandmaster Cash, Captain Bell the Four. Couldn't touch me if he had a rhyme store. All right, it's different.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a lot of what these guys have talked about in this episode really moved me and has taken me back. And this is really what inspired me and led to the ideas I came up with that would lead and become hip hop's first film, Wild Style, that Grandmaster Caz, Grand Wizard Theodore, and Grand Mixer DXT are all featured in, along with myself. Back then, I was motivated by wanting to change the narrative about how young Black and Latin youth were depicted in the media in New York. It was always negative, and I wanted them to see the creative things that we were doing. So I hooked up with Charlie Ahern, and we made Wild Style. We're going to get into that in a later episode. Curtis Blow.
Hip hop, to me, to define it, is a society of young people who love and cherish the elements, which are rapping, MCing, b-boying or breakdancing, graffiti or aerosol art, or the DJ and turntablism. Now, if you talk to Bam Mata, there are 7-8 elements now, from, you know, knowledge to fashion to beatboxing to popping and locking, love, you know. You ask KRS-One, he'll say 11 elements. But the original 4 were rapping, scratching, DJing, and graffiti.
Grand Wizard Theodore.
The elements that made up hip-hop from the beginning. Let me see, the DJ, the MC, the B-boy, and the graffiti artist. Those were the 4 elements of hip-hop that started out. And then more elements started to get added on. Then it became 5 elements, which they added the beatbox. And then they added knowledge. And these elements were added by, you know, teachers of the Zulu Nation and stuff like that, Afrika Bambaataa and the Zulu Nation. They were adding more elements to hip-hop because hip-hop has so many things going on. I mean, we were teaching hip-hop to people. So knowledge of self, knowledge of where the music came from. So all that was added to the elements of hip-hop. MC, man, is very important. You know, they get to get on the microphone and talk to the people, tell them a story. Then you had the DJ that played the music for everybody, that brought the speakers out. Then you got the B-boys that they needed to dance. They needed to get all their energy out of them. Then you got the graffiti artists. When it's time for us to make a flyer, we call up our graffiti artists. So all those elements I just mentioned, man, play a major, major part in hip hop.
Grandmaster Caz.
Hip hop wasn't respected in the early days. Like some kitty, know what I mean? Even to girls, we couldn't ask a girl to dance and then start spinning on the floor. She'd be like, get the fuck out. All right, so we had to stick to our guns as far as, you know what I mean, this hip hop thing. Because like I said, everybody didn't love it and everybody didn't think it would grow to the proportions that it eventually did.
Originally, hip hop was just called rap. Creation of the term hip hop is credited to Keith Cowboy, rest in peace, from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Cowboy started saying it whenever he performed. And soon after, DJ and rapper Lovebug Starsky, he jumped on saying hip-hop too. Soon after, everybody rapping would be saying the term hip-hop in some form or another. Russell Simmons, record executive and entrepreneur.
I mean, the first time I ever heard it, I heard it from Eddie Cheever. I can't tell you who coined it, but Eddie Cheever. I walked in that room, you play the, make sure you play Eddie Cheever, right? If you don't know me, I think you ought to him. Eddie Cheever said, you know, hip-hop, the hip-hop, the hop. And I watched him, I was like, oh, this guy, I'm going to stop selling drugs. I'm going to just promote the party. Like, that's my new shit. I'm going to take this little drug money and I'm going to promote parties. And that's when I saw Eddie Cheever. And that was a transformational moment for me. So Hollywood and Cheever, Lovebug Starsky, Busy Bee Starsky, and all of them, I saw them all say hip-hop. Ironically, Flash should have never said hip-hop too much because they had their own thing. They were... Hip-hop seemed like, it, when you talk about saying hip-hop in a performance, it seemed like something that came out of the mouths of those quote-unquote disco rappers, the guys who played in the clubs and commanded the money. But they would, you know, it kind of fit the Evelyn Kings and all of them. It wasn't really something you play on the super sperm or beat or, you know, the bongo route. You don't say hip-hop to hip-hop on top of bongo route. You say it on top of To Be Real, you know, by Evelyn King. Or you say it on top of, you know, Good Time, you know. So I heard it from the older rappers, 2 years, 3 years older. I heard it from them.
Grand Wizard Theodore.
When the MC is on the microphone and he's rapping and when he's about to change what he's talking about or he runs out of words or trying to just take a breather or something like that, he would either say, clap your hands and stomp your feet, or he would say to the hip, hop, hip, 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 you know what I'm saying?
they were going to the word hip hop. You know, I heard Keith Cowboy say when a friend of his was getting ready to go to the army, and then Cowboy was on the mic, you know, rapping, and I guess he pointed to the guy and was like, "Oh yeah, that's right, you go up to the army, you go into the hip hop, you know." So that's how another way that I started to hear, you know, the word hip hop, because, you know, Cowboy was saying it's to the two people that I heard say it, but I don't know who said it first.
Grandmaster Caz.
Afrika Bambaataa was the main person responsible for this culture being called hip hop. Okay. The term hip hop came from the cadence in marching. Hip-hop. And it was like a running joke from Keith Cowboy, may he rest in peace, from Grandmaster Flash in the Furious Five. One of his friends was going into the army. The next day, he was at a party clowning him. Like, yeah, yeah, this is your last party. Tomorrow, you have to be getting up at 6 in the morning. Hip-hop. And like I said, it became a running joke, but it became the most repeated phrase throughout MC's conversation. It became like something to lean on between when you're talking and you run out of shit to say, and you go, all right, to the hip, the hop. Eventually, hip hop became a mainstay in an MC's performance or conversation. Afrika Bambaataa was the one who coined the phrase as far as this is what our culture is called, hip hop, because it was the most repeated phrase throughout the narrative.
Kid Capri.
Cowboy created it, Lovebug Starsky coined it. So it was them two that really pushed it, that made it, you know what I'm saying, that made it. I know Cowboy created the name to the hip-hop, hip-hip-hip-hip-hip-hop. And that became, and I don't know the full story on Lovebug, but I know he had a lot to do with coining it. At first, it was just called rap music.
Curtis Blow.
I heard this story from Lovebug Starsky. He told me, I asked him myself personally, and I have it on camera, as a matter of fact, because I filmed a documentary called The History of Rap. And I asked him that question, who coined that phrase? Because I heard the stories Cowboy started from the Furious Five, Grandmaster Flash in the Furious Five. Then I heard Lovebug Starsky. So I got the story from Starsky where he says that it was him and Cowboy. They were at the Black Door Club. There was a club up in the Bronx called the Black Door.
The Black Door was a legendary early hip hop spot in the Bronx where Flash and the Furious Five made their name. It was run by a guy by the name of Ray Chandler.
And so they had two sides, two stages, one on each side of the room. So Flash was on one side and Lovebug was on the other side. So Cowboy was on the mic. He was getting ready to go into the army out here. And he was doing this chant. Here, 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 here. And Starsky joined in on the other side of the room. And he was doing ha, 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 ha. So they were going here, ha, here, ha, like that. And then Starsky said that he just added to it and came up with the hip hop, the hip beep, the hop, hop, the hop, hip beep, hip beep, hop, the hip beep, the hop. I could do that all day, you know? And so that's where it came from, as far as I have learned from the great one, rest in peace, Lovebug Starsky. Rest in peace, Cowboy, too, because I heard stories that he did it by himself as well. You hear and talk to Melly Mel or any of the Furious Five or even Grandmaster Flash himself, and they will say Cowboy, and they stick to that. So it's a little controversial, and we'll never know. You ask me, I'll say God did it. God did it.
DXT.
When the term became popular and corporately popular was I think it was 92. And I did Sway in the morning and people were hitting me up going, man, that's wrong. If it was you, no, go do your research. Research that. The term was not used in the industry until 92. Now, we were saying it on the street. And I had a few people who are researchers. And they said, I'm going to prove you wrong. And they all called me back and said, yo, dude, that's crazy because you're right. It was not used. We were saying it in the streets and maybe on quiet, but the industry did not use the term hip hop until 92. They used rap.
My man DXT may not have been aware that 10 years before, in 1982, the East Village Eye, a popular downtown arts culture publication, did a feature story on our film Wild Style, which was about to come out. Four different articles. Futura did a graffiti piece for the centerfold. This is the first time the word hip hop was used in print to describe this exciting culture going on in the Bronx. Yeah, it might have taken a while for Rolling Stone and other players that were more mainstream to jump on it. But also when I hosted UMTV Raps, I made sure that people knew that this thing was called hip hop, and UMTV Raps hits in 1988. It's all good. We in the hood. On the next episode of the 50 Years of Hip Hop podcast series, hip hop has now officially arrived with songs like The Message from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Artists like Curtis Blow have big hits like The Breaks and Basketball. And of course, the Sugar Hill Gang. This next episode explores how hip hop made its way to be heard outside of the Bronx and New York City, across the country, and around the world. This episode has been executive produced by Dolly S. Bishop, hosted and produced by your boy, Fab Five Freddy, produced by Aaron A. King Howard, edit, mix, sound by Dwayne Crawford, music scoring by Trey Jones, talent booking by Nicole Spence.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.